The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 11 in the NFL. We will be talking Cavs later, I promise. But it is week 11 in the NFL. And it is that time of week we go around the AFC North. Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And we have three of them in this segment, starting with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Where, Bob, I'm sure you've heard this clip, but I want everybody else to hear this clip. This is Mike Tomlin in his media availability being asked about Deontay Johnson.
Be honest with you, I hadn't thought a lot about it. He's not on a lot of their video, and so, you know, at this stage of the week, I don't know that I've weighed, you know, what he might mean to the matchup. They got more significant pieces with larger roles that are occupying my attention at this part of the week.
Is this bulletin board material, Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as they get set to play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday at 1 o'clock? Go.
Possibly, but he ain't wrong. I mean, the Ravens have this premier offense that's been generating points left and right, and he, Deontay Johnson, in two games, has contributed very little to that offensive output. Now, is it something maybe to motivate him in a battle for first place on Sunday at the place he used to call home? Perhaps, but I don't think Todd Monken's going to devise a game plan to make Deontay Johnson this secret weapon because, as Mike Tomlin said, Ravens have a lot of other pieces he needs to be concerned with here.
Bob, is it true that not only is this the best offense Harbaugh has had in Baltimore, it's also the worst defense?
I think that that might be an accurate statement. I mean, the offense is great. I mean, we see it every week. Question is, and the narrative here is, all right, this is all awesome. We've seen this before. What's going to happen in January? What's going to happen in late January? What's going to happen at Arrowhead if you have to face the Chiefs again? That's what everyone's talking about when it comes to the greatness of Lamar and the offense. Let's see it when the games matter. The defense stinks, and the pass defense in particular has been atrocious, and they may have hit rock bottom last week against Cincinnati. Burrow's thrown, what, 9 touchdown passes against the Ravens this year? Now, they've lost both games because their defense isn't exactly the 85 Bears, but the secondary has been brutal. Nate Wiggins is going to get a more prominent role because Brandon Stevens has been, he's been absolutely terrible. Marcus Williams has already been benched, and he got smoked last Thursday against Cincinnati. The pass rush, yeah, they got these big fancy sack numbers, but it could disappear for long stretches. Worst defense of the Harbaugh era? I think we might be onto something here.
Is Mike McDonald the biggest loss for you guys then? Because Zach Orr seems to be coming under a lot of heat. What, you ranked 27th in total defense there?
Yeah, 32nd against the pass. Woo. Yeah, McDonald leaving. I mean, what was he supposed to do? Decline a head coaching opportunity?
No, obviously. But remember, I always say it, Bob, I always say this because we make a big deal about Bill Callahan being gone. And I go, hey, you're going to lose these guys at some point. It's who do you replace them with? That's the key.
Right. And the talking point here is, all right, McDonald leaves. Thank you for what you did and good luck in Seattle. But they also let Denard Wilson leave to Tennessee, who the last time I checked, which was 2 days ago, they had the number one defense yardage-wise in the NFL. They let Anthony Weaver leave. He went to Miami. And the Dolphins' defense, we saw them the other night against the Rams, didn't give up a touchdown. So not only did you lose McDonald, you bypassed two maybe more qualified guys and replaced them with Zach Orr. And when they split, you brought in inexperienced people to replace them. So McDonald leaving was huge, but also losing a couple more. Dean Pease was brought in 3 weeks ago as an air quotes analyst, and he hasn't really had much of an impact so far.
Do they just want Dean Pease to take over?
Maybe he is the de facto defensive coordinator as it is. And you see John Harbaugh standing next to Zach Orr a lot more often than he used to hang around with Wink Martindale and with Mike McDonald and others. Others would be in the coach's box, but you get the point.
We know about Dean Pease, but this Dean, never mind. Hello, Bob, and we thank you very much for the time. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, as the Ravens get set to head to Pittsburgh 1 p.m. on Sunday. We'll talk to Chris Muller from Pittsburgh coming up in just a moment, but first we welcome in Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, as they are at L.A. Sunday night, 8:20 p.m. That Ravens loss on Thursday, is that a backbreaker for the season, Mo?
I don't know if it's the backbreaker. It's one of the straws that would break the camel's back, if you want to go that route. I think the backbreaker would be on Sunday night. I think it ended whatever hopes anybody might have had of the Bengals jumping into the AFC North title race. That ship has now sailed, and so I think what we have spent the last couple of days doing is handicapping the race for the seventh seed and wondering if the Bengals can go to Los Angeles and beat the Chargers is the sixth seed in play, because they're not winning the division. They're probably not going to catch whichever team finishes second in this division. And so it's really about the Bengals versus Denver and Indy and the Bengals versus the L.A. Chargers, and whether or not nine wins would get them in, if they can win a tiebreaker against L.A., if they can win a tiebreaker against the Denver Broncos. I think we stop talking about those things entirely if they take a loss on Sunday night.
Is there a win total that Zach Taylor needs to get to preserve his job?
I don't know that there is a specific win total. I think if things totally fell apart and we're talking about the Bengals finishing with, you know, five wins or something like that, you know, then I think they're going to have some discussions. We've talked before, guys. You know, after Zach's second season, they kept him, but they talked about moving on. They weighed the pros and cons. I think his job status was a little bit more tenuous than a lot of people realize or would like to admit. I think the interesting dynamic, though, is what they may do in the front office. Because, you know, Mike Brown holds the title of general manager. Man's closing it on 90. The guy who is the de facto general manager is Duke Tobin. I think if you want to look at the reasons why this hasn't worked out this year, to me, it's more about roster construction than anything. They whiffed in free agency this offseason. None of the guys they brought in have made much of an impact. They've drafted poorly on defense. You know, they've gotten the obvious picks right. Got Joe Burrow right. I could have done that. Got Ja'Marr Chase right. I could have done that. Where they haven't had much success is drafting on defense using, you know, mid-round picks, even some of the early-round picks they've drafted on defense. And to me, you know, you point the finger at the front office, and it's also...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the decisions they've made in terms of players who have moved on. You know, Zach Taylor probably wanted to keep Jesse Bates. Front office didn't decide to keep him. You know, they moved on from Joe Mixon. They've let Chidobe Awuzie, their top corner, go. And they really haven't replaced any of those guys with players who are suitable replacements or upgrades.
Well, hasn't somebody talked to Mike Brown? Because, I mean, you mentioned he's in his 90s, for crying out loud, or closing in on it. Has anybody talked to him about, hey, like, maybe you need some more forward-thinking people to be a part of this organization? Because Joe Burrow's only going to have a few years. Like, could they use, like, Greg Cook as an example? Like, hey, man, you're only going to get these guys for so long, and these guys can be gone before you know it.
Greg Cook or Carson Palmer, right?
That too, yeah.
A quarterback who just got to a point where he said, look, I'm going to leave money on the table, and I'd rather retire than play for you unless you make upgrades. I think that always sort of hangs in the background when you talk about this franchise. Look, they've updated themselves rather dramatically from the Bengals that we all grew used to in the 90s and early 2000s. But in terms of scouting, in terms of just overall philosophy, are they the most modern franchise in the NFL? By no stretch of the imagination. And I always thought it was going to take Joe Burrow either getting injured and missing an extended amount of time or going away for the cracks in this team's foundations to be revealed. What's pretty interesting is Joe is having his best season, leads the league in a bunch of different categories, having a career year across the board, played terrifically, if that's a word, on Thursday night, and yet they're 4-6. And so what has happened is he has been awesome. Jamar Chase has been awesome. Trey Hendrickson has been awesome. And yet you've seen all the cracks in the foundation start to get revealed. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they get fixed and what happens this offseason if the season continues to go the way it has been.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati as the Bengals get set to head to L.A. to take on the Chargers at 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. We now welcome in Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh as they face Cincinnati at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Chris, question I forgot to ask the other two, so I'm going to ask you. Do you believe that the Browns have talent?
Yes.
Whoa! No, go ahead there. Chris, why?
I mean, Garrett's still one of the best defensive players in the league. I do think they've done a good job of drafting, like, some solid pieces. Although I saw what happened with, Jedrick Wills. I thought that guy would be good. That was a miss. They've drafted, like, individually good players over the years. Like, a good amount of them, right? But so much of that in the NFL doesn't matter if you don't have the quarterback situation figured out. It's just, it almost feels not unfair, but like it's just funny. You can have a team that is deficient in a lot of areas, like where I would just say Mo Egger was on. The Bengals defense sucks. And I know they're 4-6, so it's not like a perfect example, but they're always in the game because they have Burrow and because they have Chase. And specifically, Burrow is going to make them dangerous against any opponent because he's awesome. You can have a roster, and the Steelers, I think, have had this at times in recent years where there's a pretty good number of players dotted all over it that are good to very good to excellent. And if you don't have the trigger man that's actually making people feel confident, that's actually making big plays when the game is on the line, then none of it really means much. So that's how I would answer the Browns. The Browns just feel like they're in purgatory till they get out from under this Watson situation and then actually find a guy to play quarterback, which is easier said than done.
Boy, speaking to exactly what you just said about quarterback play elevating talent, I mean, George Pickens seems like many fans were ready to run him out of town. Earlier in the year, they were pointing to the videotape of him not completing plays, having a bad attitude. And now is that script completely flipped?
Yes, because they have a quarterback who appears to be playing like he was, like he's 20 years old or 28 years old in the prime of his battle, Russell Wilson. They're getting Pickens the ball. Like, he doesn't care if he's got to make, like, a ridiculous tough catch where the ball was either on the wrong shoulder or he turned the wrong way, and then he just kind of went Superman mode in midair and caught that touchdown. He does weird stuff, like jump stiff arms for, you would think, no reason, but then I'm watching the film back. He catches that slant, and he does everything right to get, whatever, 20 extra yards on that play. He's happy. He's like most wide receivers in that all the stuff about is he competitive, does he care, is he going to try hard, goes away if he's getting the ball, and then suddenly you have a monster on your hands in a good way.
Did you and Punny discuss whether or not Mike Tomlin actually gave the Ravens bulletin board material because of the Diontae Johnson comments or lack thereof?
We did. It was, man, I'll tell you what, you know this about Pony. He's probably the single biggest anti-Mike Tomlin guy over the last several years, maybe in the United States.
He's also a big gambler, and Mike Tomlin has the best odds for Coach of the Year right now.
I know that he's got the best odds. I don't know if they win the division and go something like 14-3, I do think you have to give him I think you've got to get the division if you're Mike Tomlin to get that award. But the bulletin board thing, it was weird about it. The only Steelers person Pony has probably been more angry at consistently over the last few years than Tomlin is Diontae Johnson. And so he actually liked the bulletin board material part, which, by the way, I think it was. Tomlin can usually, like, if he wants to put lipstick on a situation in one of those press conferences where maybe a guy isn't very good, but he used to be a Steeler and Tomlin has never had an issue with him, he'll say something nice. The fact that he just told it like it was with Johnson, which is, he's their sixth option right now on offense, is his way of throwing a little dart in his direction.
Russell Wilson, are you thinking anything long-term with him with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now?
I have to start thinking that way. I mean, you have to consider it. Not, like, super seriously because it's been three games, but, even against Washington, I think a good team in their building, he only completes 50% of his passes. They put up 28 points. Like, you understand, right, how starved we have been for instant offense in this town for years, really. Even dating back to the last year or two of Roethlisberger's career where he just wasn't the player that he was previous to that. Wilson's 35, he'll be 36. I don't want to do anything if this goes great the rest of the way. I don't want to do any kind of deal that's longer than 3 years, but what else do they have? The offense is just obviously better than it was under Justin Fields, and there's no guarantee Justin Fields ever gets to that certain place. You have to start considering it if you're the Steelers, just because where else are you going to turn right now?
I totally agree. Chris, we thank you very much for the time. Chris Mueller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the great triumvirate that is around the AFC North. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, and Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.